Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com. With 30 years in business and counting, satisfied customers of Ventura County rely on Ding Masters for removal of dings and dents. They also provide beautiful bodywork at competitive prices. Call Ding Masters for your bumper, door, panel, and fender repairs. Call now at 805-644-4521. That's 805-644-4521. Or visit dingmasters.net for anything from a small ding to major insurance work.
Gain energy and relief from pain. Learn new healing techniques. Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, a third-generation healer. Doris Muna, author of The Triangle of Health, Discover Your Healing Journey, is an energy healing practitioner, consultant, international instructor, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone, and good morning, and happy Christmas Eve and Hanukkah. We got lots of holidays. And
it's a party.
It's a party, exactly. So anyways, I do want to remind anybody, if you've been listening, we're here. We start at 6 o'clock every Saturday, and if you're one of those early, my husband wakes me up and goes, honey, are you ready for coffee? And I'm like, it's early. Yeah, I'll be there.
I'm a night owl.
I know. Do you not like waking up early?
I hate waking up, but...
Period.
But my body says get up, and then my 8-year-old child says get up. So
okay, there you
I wake
go.
Up.
There you go. All right. Well, I'm so glad that you guys are all awake. We've got a big weekend, and of course, we're heading into the holidays. I mean, Hanukkah
not
and Christmas.
In there.
We're in Christmas Eve
deep
and the
knees.
First day of Hanukkah. So I want to say, happy Hanukkah to everyone. And of course, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas Eve. We're actually doing dinner tonight. And
Are you cooking?
I am.
Or is someone
We've
bringing
got
it
like
in?
30 people coming.
See?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
just sounds like stress.
Hopefully everybody's bringing something.
Okay,
it should
okay,
be
good.
Like good.
So
but I'm making the big old things, you
what
know.
What are you making?
So we make an octopus salad.
Okay.
Which is to die for. Okay.
I
so
love
like
octopus.
Yeah. Okay. We're making a prime rib.
Okay.
And then we've got a ham, one of the spiral hams. And sweet
so you're just,
potato.
You have a little
yeah.
bit of everything
yeah.
for everybody because
yeah.
I was like octopus.
I know.
And
oh,
ham.
And then we make our pasta, vodka penne pasta.
Oh, and
yeah, I know. Go think. It's like
what
that's,
country are we cooking for?
Well,
this year?
You know what? It's all the kids love all these different things, so they kind of like come
so
together.
So you make everybody happy.
We're pleasers. Mm. I'm telling you. So anyways, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, I'm Kim.
I'm Chad.
There you go. And we have a great show. And of course, Tom's
we have the quiet
here.
Tom over there.
I know. He's like waving hello. Oh, anyways, I want to start off with just some inspiration. Gratitude turns what we have into enough. You know, what's interesting. My husband asked me and all the kids, what do you want for Christmas? I don't know. I'm one of those afterwards going, let me just be able to get something after when I think about it. When I look at like, oh, I really did want that, you know? Do you guys know? I mean, what do you want?
For Christmas?
Yeah. No.
Nothing.
I know.
I want to go away.
There. And how about you, Tom?
Yeah, go somewhere. Definitely.
Yeah, I know.
That's fine with me. I have stuff.
I know.
So I'm good with
it's
that.
Just stuff.
I will tell you, tomorrow I will ski in Tahoe.
Okay.
And then I don't know what I'll eat. I don't really care at that point, even though I love food. And then I'll come and I'll build a fire at the cabin we rented and I'll have a glass of champagne.
Oh, so
and
you guys rented a cabin up there?
Did.
Yeah, nice.
And that will be my Christmas and that's all I care about because I'll be with my family.
And that's what it's all about.
That's it.
Love it. I love it. Well, we are going to have all of our grandchildren together and all my children and that will be kind of my gift. And then, of course, they all got together and did Christmas picture or holiday pictures. So all the kids, whatever. Everybody's in town. We're going to go and do
pictures. See, that
pictures.
Sounds like stress, too. Just take a picture and merge it together.
I know.
I'm overstressed.
You are. I'm going to be taking lessons from you. But anyways, well, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in. We've got lots of stuff. And, of course, we're in our second hour here. And we're so glad that you are here with us. We wish you guys have a happy holiday with whatever you're doing in your life. And, of course, we're talking about the brighter side of life. And our phone number here is 805-419-0008-419. 0008. I just want to say thank you to all of my sponsors for making this possible for our show, and I'm really grateful for that. And if there is anybody else out there that's been listening and wants to be a part of our show, wants to share their business or their venture or their any event that's happening, please give us a call at 805-419-0008. I know we've got lots of giveaways.
We do. Tonight is the last night of Rubicon's Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. In their inaugural production of the Dickens classic last season, which was presented with a heightened focus on storytelling and received excellent reviews. The Critics' Choice Review in the Times praised the adaptation and the virtuoso performances of Rubicon favorites Joe Spano and Peter Van Norden, who return this year along with other members of a 24-person cast. You can win the last tickets tonight. The show is at 1006 East Main Street, so call right now for those, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back.
There you go. Thank you so much. All right. Our first guest joining us is Shetan Parkin. And of course, we're going to talk about his book, The Book of Destinies. And then we've also got Dr. Sam Alibrando. And he's the author of The Three Dimensions of Emotions, Finding the Balance of Power, Heart, Mindfulness in All Your Relationships.
I see a theme today.
I know.
There's some balance going on.
Don't
destiny.
You got it. See, I'm glad. Okay.
You pulled it together today.
There you see. Yeah, that's what one of my girlfriends said. What's your theme for the holidays? I'm like, well, it's all about balance. How about
balance.
That? Yeah.
Balance and is good.
It is good. I like when I'm just like, So anyways, let's bring on Shetan. And Shetan, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, Kim.
How are you?
I'm in great shape. How's yourself?
Very good. Thank you. And happy holidays.
Thank you, yes, and yeah. For all the listeners as well. What a wonderful time of year this is.
It really is. And so tell us a little bit about yourself and your book.
Well, I grew up in jolly old England.
I could tell.
Many years
that's
there.
Where all and, my family's from, England.
Yeah, it's a little damp there, so I had to find somewhere a bit drier and warmer. So I've lived all over the world, and my travels, I was always confronted by the situation of not really knowing what my life was about, you know, not making sense out of it. And I went on a very intense personal search. And in that search, I had a very powerful reading with this man that lived in India. And it was almost like he'd been following me around my whole life. He just knew everything about me. And he was able to tell me all kinds of things about how the engineering background that I'd chosen for my life career was kind of finished. And that I would start reading for people. I'd start be telling people about their lives. And it was, he produced so much evidence for this that I had this gift to be able to tell people about themselves that I thought, okay, I'll experiment with this and see what happens. So I started reading for people. I started reading hands and faces and cards and tea leaves and coffee grinds and all kinds of stuff. And people gave me a very powerful response from it. What this man also told me about, that I was going to be working with a system, and a system that hadn't actually come into being at that time, but I would know it when it came into my life. And sure enough, in 1993, this system showed up. It's a system called Human Design. And he also said, I'm going to write books about it, and these books are going to go all over the world. They're going to change people's lives. Well, HarperCollins picked up my first book in 2009. That's called Human Design, Discover the Person You Were Born to Be. And the one we're talking about today is the third book that my wife and partner, Carolette Eastwood, and myself have put together, The Book of Destinies. Discover the life you were born to live.
You know, I love how that sounds, to be honest with you, because there is so many times that I've been doing hair for a long, long time and love it and never even once thought about being a radio host. And then here I am. And, you know, it is interesting, like, what's your destiny? What are you made, you know, what is your human design, as you call it, right?
Indeed, yes. I mean, if you look around this universe, everything runs in a very perfect order. You know, nature's got her whole story. It would seem very odd if humans didn't have their story as well, especially since we're consciousness represented here in human form. So I went delving into this, and I found human design is a very, very accurate way of looking at what our life's journey is all about.
So how does it work?
It works, you know, if I can say it in very simple terms, it's the sunbeam that you rode in on. It's that particular moment in space and time that you arrived here. So we work with your birth information, very like astrology, but it's not astrology. And we find out from the birth information through the program that we have, through this software. It's actually a free software. You can download it from our website. And we find out this chart, and basically the chart is illustrating, in very simple terms, it's illustrating the genetic makeup of the vehicle in which we live our life.
Okay. So you give out, can you do it over the phone?
Yes. I mean, I read for people all over the planet. I have clients just about everywhere on this planet that I read for, yes.
Okay.
And we also, on our website, we produce reports for people as well. So anybody can go on our website. There's a free report. There's also one that you can pay, I think, $20 for. And it tells you all about yourself and all about your life.
Okay. So can you talk with Chad and I? Chad's shaking his head. No.
Okay. I'm all for it.
Yeah. I mean, would you be able to, how do you go about it?
Well, just go on our website. It's called humandesignforusall.com.
Okay.
But since we're here on the phone, you can tell me, your birth information, and I will look up a chart for you.
Okay.
And tell you all about you.
Okay.
What? So what do you need to know from me?
Birth information, date of birth.
9/25/78.
And what time of day? Do you know that?
I was born in the afternoon. Do you need to know exact time?
Tea time, 4 o'clock, 4:30?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's try that. And whereabouts were you born, Chad?
I was born in Fresno, California.
Sorry, which? Fresno?
Fresno, yes.
Yeah, okay, super. Okay, I've got your chart here. The particular life theme, if you're looking in the life theme book, you're born in the interpersonal life theme of healing. You're somebody who, wherever you go, you lighten the load for people. You make people feel really good by your presence.
So true.
The great thing for you is to be very, very careful where you put yourself, because literally, you can bring about a healing for people that nothing else will work on. And I'm not saying that you need to be in contest with the AMA or anything like that, but you bring about a sense of well-being wherever it is that you go. You're an energy phenomenon. The party doesn't start until you arrive.
This is so true. Wow, you nailed him. Okay.
And you're also extremely empathic. So, again, you have to be very, very particular about where it is you put yourself in life, who gets the pleasure of your company, who it is you're going to be doing this with.
I would not disagree with anything you say.
No,
right now.
It was really right on, spot on, spot on. Okay, how about mine? No, I'm.
Okay. Oh, merry birthday coming up.
Yes, it is.
Okay. And what time of day?
Dawn, actually. That's why my middle name was Dawn. Isn't that funny? Yeah.
So it would say 6 a.m., something like that? Okay, and whereabouts?
Garden Grove, California.
Okay. Okay. So the particular life theme that you're born in is the life, the personal life theme of service.
Service.
Yeah. And, you know, very, very important thing to understand about this, Kim. It's a very particular life theme that service is your way, but it's not personal. Your service is about improving whatever it is that humanity chooses to do with itself.
Okay.
So you're a great counselor for people. You're really here upgrading, up-leveling people's ways of seeing life by, you know, showing them what it is that's really relevant here.
That is true. Very true.
Yeah. You have willpower. You decide something needs to happen. Everybody, just get out of the way. Comes yeah, through.
That's true.
And you're also a healer in a very different way than Chad. The healing that you provide is you heal people's heartache.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Okay, yeah.
Most people don't know what they want out of life. And you're very much the person that can be involved in their life in some way, have a look at whatever it is they're up to and tell them, you know, you don't need to be doing this. And almost you can see them mopping their brow. Thank you, Kim. You know, I was caught up in this thing. I knew it was going nowhere. You're the one that was able to tell me to drop it and do something different.
Wow. This is very interesting. I like it. Now, is this something that we can learn ourselves, or do we go through you to for all
interpret
of our listeners? Yeah, to interpretate.
Well, you know, we put together these reports, and I would encourage all the listeners to get a copy of their free report at least. It's fascinating.
Okay.
You know, you'll learn one of the prime details about what it is that motivates you in this lifetime. Of course, you know, today we're talking about the Book of Destinies. It might surprise you to know it took 20 years to write this book. 20 years. And you know, there's 192 of these different life themes. And, you know, these have been put together through many, many hours of writing and rewriting and listening to our clients' stories and deep meditation, you know, profound insight on things. So we're just absolutely thrilled with this book.
That's great. Now, let me ask you, you talk about what is your life theme? What would that be?
The life theme, you know, I said it's like the sunbeam you rode in on. There's 192 of these. Some of them are fairly sharp fairly frequently. Some of them are extraordinarily rare. They exist for a period of about 3 hours out of every year. So, you know, very few people have these rare ones. But they basically describe all the facets of what it is that's possible here as a human being in form on planet Earth, you know, how it works here. And each of us choose on some level, some soul agreement, we choose the life theme that we're going to have for our lifetime. And the thing of it is, the beauty of it is, when you understand the significance of your life theme, how it works for you, then it's, you know, I've seen my clients burst into tears when I tell them about their life theme. You know, it's like, finally, they understand what their journey is about. You know, they don't have to compare themselves with anybody else. They're not living anybody else's story. They're just living in their own thread of continuity throughout their lifetime.
So I'm curious, taking Kim and I and what you just looked up through your program, what would you, you know, maybe just take one of us or both of us, what would you say our life themes are? Exactly.
Well, I was saying... Your life theme, Kim, is this life theme of service. You provide service for people, which is about pointing out to people, you know, the ways in which they're going about things, whether they're functional and useful for them or not.
So how does she take that and make her the best Kim that she can possibly be? Knowing this now that
right,
you are there for service and to really heal people in a different capacity.
Correct.
How does she take that and really, you know, really encompass her life.
Yeah, let's just say, you know, when you go to the movies, you hear a theme music, or if there's a theme of the story that goes throughout that whole movie. Mm-hmm. So the theme of your life, Kim, is this: you are here providing service. You've done it from day one. You'll do it up until the last moment of your life. You'll be providing service to people, that is, assisting people to find out what it is that's significant. So you said, you know, all of a sudden you find yourself as a radio host. Well, you know, as a radio host, you have a lot of influence from people.
Correct.
You know, indicating to people, you know, this is something I heard, I'm relaying it to you. You know, this is something that may be very valuable for you in your life.
Right.
So it's just, you know, it's like you're a medium for this.
Right.
And as I say, yeah.
Now, let me just, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now. One, we're so glad that you're here and that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Shetan Parkin, and we're talking about his book, The Book of Destinies, and of course, Discover the Life You Were Born to Live. So now, is this all because of when I was born and Chad and I were born, the day, or, you know what I mean? Is it the time of day, or is it just... You know what I mean? Is it kind of translating into everybody's life? How does that work?
It literally is. It's that moment in time that you arrived here. So if we could say, you know, here on planet Earth, we're in the middle of a solar system and we're in the middle of a universe that's all around us. The universe is full of stars. And these stars are emitting particles that we call neutrinos. And these neutrinos are passing through everything. They're like the messengers. They connect everything in the universe together. They relay consciousness, if you will. So the moment at which you come in, exactly where it is you are on the planet in that moment in time, you're in this particular stream of these neutrinos. And it logs into your consciousness, and it logs into your genetic makeup for this lifetime.
Wow, it's very interesting.
So I'm curious.
Yeah,
now that,
you
now
know,
that we...
I could talk for hours on this. You know, yeah. I could tell you all about physics and the genetics and all of that. But you know, we boil it down to something that's really, really straightforward and simple. And when you read your life theme, it'll ring all kinds of bells for you. You'll understand.
So now that we know what Kim's life theme is, how do we know where her destiny will take her, or her life?
Oh,
will
good
take
idea.
Her?
And you know what? And also, I'm looking in your book, okay? And I'm just at, I guess I'm page 118 and 119, and it says number 32 on both sides of the book, and it says the personal life theme of the Maya, and then the fixed life theme of the conservation. What does that mean?
Well, there are particular life themes for people born at that particular time. Your life theme is on page number 199, beg your pardon.
199. Okay. Hold on. I'm going there. Oh, okay. So that's what I was trying to figure out. So it's the personal life theme of service. And what does the number 58 mean?
Well, that's where the conscious sun is. In human design, instead of dividing the sky up into 12 like we do with astrology, we divide the sky into 64. The 64 has significance in two areas, but the principal significance is the 64 relates exactly to the number of genetic codons that we have.
Wow.
So what we've found out with human design is that portions of the star fields around us are in direct accord with the genetic codes that we have within us.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Will you stay on with us? Because we need to take a really quick break, but I'd love to continue talking about this.
Absolutely fine, Kim.
Okay,
my pleasure.
Great. Thank you. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. Let's give some stuff away.
Yes, we have the holiday ice rink at the lakes. Come celebrate the holiday season from now until January 31st. And right now through the holiday, December 12th through January 2nd, the ice rink is open daily at 10 a.m. You can get more information at 805-807-2492. Also, LA Zoo Lights nightly emission at the LA Zoo Lights is not to be missed nighttime holiday light experience that debuted in 2014 and has grown each year since. This year's event promises to be more magical as it's the golden anniversary with more lights and more nights. It's open nightly from now until January 8th. It's located at the LA Zoo. For more information, visit lazoolights.org, or you can win a pair of tickets for both of those at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, name, number, email address, and a teamer will contact you back.
All right, stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
30 years in business and counting, satisfied customers of Ventura County rely on Ding Masters for removal of dings and dents. They also provide beautiful bodywork at competitive prices. Call Ding Masters for your bumper, door, panel, and fender repairs. Call now at 805-644-4521. That's 805-644-4521. Or visit dingmasters.net for anything from a small ding to major insurance work. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining here with us. We're talking with
wherever we're at.
I know. It's Christmas Eve, and it's, of course, Hanukkah, the first day of Hanukkah. And we're talking with Shatan Parkin, and we're talking about, it's so interesting. We were trying to find Chad's in your book. What number is he?
Oh, Chad, we would look at where the conscious sun is, the 46.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So Chad's life theme is written on page 164.
Okay.
There we are.
Okay, there we go. That's very interesting.
Let me read real quick while you talk.
Okay.
I'll tell you if it's me.
Oh, okay.
So far he was right on.
I know, no. So let me ask you, describe the ways you have seen human design change people's lives.
Oh, goodness. You know, I've been reading with human design now for 23 years, and the number of stories I could tell you about the changes in people's lives. I've seen people go... to have full realization about their life just by following their design,
really?
You know, to come to that enlightened state altogether. I've worked with so many parents and children, you know, parents that didn't really understand their children, who had landed in their family, and at the end of the reading and there subsequently, you know, they become the best of friends instead of having problems with each other. I've seen partners come together, you know, who had difficulties within their relationships. And I generally reckon within about 5 or 10 minutes, I can get them cracking up with laughter about the things that just complicate their lives and illustrate to them just how simple it is to come past these difficulties.
Wow, so interesting.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Is this something just, you obviously had to learn, or you feel like this was your gift?
I was told about this in 1979. I was told, get ready, this system's coming into your life, get ready for it.
Wow.
And when I was shown my chart in 1993, I recognized the chart immediately. This is what I was told about. So, yeah, I've studied. This has been all I've done since 1993. I've worked with the system. I've written books about it. I've read for somewhere between 5,000 and 6,000 people now all over the world.
Okay.
And everybody.
I have a question. Now, my one son, I'm just curious because he's trying to find himself. This would be good for somebody who's trying to find themselves, correct?
Totally.
Okay.
I mean, you know, Kim, the troubling times at the moment.
There yeah. Okay. Can I give you his? I just want to know which one he is or where. Which one?
Okay.
424-96.
Give me his name first.
What?
What's his name?
Sean.
Sean. S-H or S-E?
S-E.
Okay. And he's born?
424-96.
Okay. And what time of day?
Afternoon.
So we'll say 4 p.m.?
Yep.
And whereabouts was he born?
San Pedro, somewhere, yeah.
So California?
Yep.
Okay, super. Let's have a look. So his life theme is the life theme we call the unexpected.
Okay, unexpected. What page?
Unexpected. His is on page 103.
103, okay.
It's a very interesting design he's got. I'm looking at his design. He also has willpower, but the willpower gets used in a very, very different way. I would say about him, he's somebody that walks between the worlds.
Wow, between the world.
Yeah, he's got one foot on this side and one foot on the other. And it's a very, you know, there's something of a shamanic presence about him. He has this, you know, he sees things that other people don't see necessarily.
So true. So true.
Highly conscious.
Okay, now we're talking about kids.
I know.
Now I want to know about mice.
Oh, go ahead. One more. We're going to have you back to town. This is so interesting.
Or we need to have you in studio. We need to go visit you because, you know, my son is adopted, and I know enough about him. But, you know, I'm curious because we got him at a year and a half, and I've seen nurture really take a hold of him because of me and my partner, and I'm curious, you know, what is in store for him. So would you mind one more?
Please, Chad, what's his name?
His name is Sebastian.
Wonderful name.
It's actually Sebastian, but most people don't say that, so.
And what's his date of birth, Chad?
1/26/08.
And time of birth?
I would say in the afternoon.
Okay. And where about?
In Ventura, California.
Okay.
Interesting, interesting. I do want to, you know, remind anybody that obviously this is a book that we all need to get.
Sorry, we're taking this a little
personal
today.
I know. We never do this. So it is very intriguing.
So his life theme, you'll find it on page 148. It's the interpersonal life theme of the alpha.
Does that fit him?
Oh,
my God, perfect, huh?
if that means what I think it means.
Yeah, the alpha is the leader. He's the leader of the pack. Yeah. Very influential. And, he's got a very particular life to live out. I mean, he's also got this willpower. You never want to argue with anyone that's got willpower, honestly.
I do it every morning.
I love it. Gosh. Chetan, where do we find your book? And please, we're going to have you back. I would love to see even your other books and you know, have you back on. This is so interesting.
Well, I'd love to come back, Kim. Yes, so the book's in all good bookstores. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it from our website, humandesignforusall.com. And I definitely recommend, you know, since we're on the call now and it is that time of year when, you know, we're all turning over a new leaf, it'd be great to go on our website, get your free report. There's nothing involved in there. It comes to you free. If you feel a bit more adventurous, spend $20 and get the paid report. It'll tell you all kinds of things. It'll keep you entertained for hours.
I love it. I love what you're doing. Chetan, happy Hanukkah and Merry Christmas. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Please share our podcast and our shows with everyone.
My pleasure. Many blessings for you at this time, Kim.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays. Talk to you soon. All right. Gosh, that was very interesting.
That was very interesting.
I like it. I like it. Well, our next guest, we're going to move right on in. And we definitely do have a theme going on here because we've got Dr. Sam Alibrando, and he's going to be talking about his books and, of course, The Three Dimensions of Emotions, Finding the Balance of Power, Heart, and Mindfulness in All Your Relationships. Dr. Alibrando, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be here.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm trained as a psychologist.
Okay.
I work both, have a clinical practice in Pasadena, California. Most of the time it's sunny.
Yeah.
And I also do working with corporations. So I do executive coaching and team building and such. And been working on this model that's in the book for about 30 years. I started when I was 10.
Wow, really? You were that insightful?
Well, maybe not. That
okay.
Little...
I was going to say, wow, okay.
I'm afraid 30 years dates me.
I know, I get it. Right, I'm right there with you. But we've got lots of, time under our belt, I'll say, right? As a young Chad over here, you know. So,
oh, I'm not.
Yeah, whatever. But so what led you to write The Three Dimensions of Emotions, and what are they?
What led me to do this is, as I mentioned, when I was in grad school many decades ago, I ran across the work of a woman named Karen Horney, and she had a book, a classic book, it's still being published, called Our Inner Conflicts. And she said when we have conflicts, emotional conflicts, we resolve them relationally one of three ways. We either move against people, or we move toward people, or we move away from people. And I thought that was a pretty interesting, very simple, but as I worked with it with clients, clinical clients, and then later on in lectures and in workshops and with business clients, I realized that that pretty much covers the three ways we move relationally. And then when I went off to get my doctorate here in California, I ran across the work of a guy named Wilford Bion, and he says we connect to other people either through love, hate, or knowing. And I realized the two people, independent of each other, were talking about the same three things. And then I realized that, if you remember from biology class, they says an organism protects itself in one of three ways, right? Fight, flight, and then the third is freeze and appease. And I began to see that that's the same three. So to get to your second question, the three dimensions, as I like to say, there's three dimensions of the physical world. Well, there's also three dimensions of the relationship world. There's the power dimension, which has to do with our agency and how well we get things done in our life, our assertiveness on the good side. And on the bad side, it's being bully and hatred and anger, destructive anger. And I call that red. I take the three primary colors and I use those colors to identify each of the three dimensions, and that's the red dimension.
That's so interesting.
The second dimension is the heart dimension. This is the part of us that cares about other people, needs other people. The healthy version of that is love and caring and working together, teamwork, and the negative is codependency and depression. And that's the freeze and appease. That's the part of us that gives up and yields to other people in its unhealthy form. And I give that the color blue. And last but not least, it's the knowing dimension or the mindfulness dimension. And that's the part of us that can take a step back and look objectively at things and think. And that part of us I call yellow dimension. The healthy part of that is the part of us that's measured, self-control, and the negative part is the part that detaches emotionally, and we check out, if you may.
So now, why specifically did you color each one? Is there a reason for that, or that's just the colors that you picked?
There is a reason for picking colors.
Okay.
And that is that when I would give workshops, and no matter how smart, I being in Pasadena, I've given workshops for people from Caltech, and they would get the phrases wrong. Some of them would. They would say, instead of saying moving against, they'll say, am I pushing forward? So some people got confused with the phrases. So I thought a more simple way of remembering this is by colors. And I I did surveys with people about which colors to pick for which movement, and almost everyone picked the same colors I did, except for my wife. But, and it just made sense. Red is the made us see red, right? That means we're angry. Red is the stop emotion. Blue is kind of liquid and flexible, and yellow is kind of a more, in my mind, a more cautious and more reflective part of it. So that's why I picked three colors.
Okay.
See, I think yellow is bright and sunny. And
see, yeah. I would think red is heart.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, I just wanted to see if I was on your wife's
side. Yeah, I know. We're like, whose side are we on?
I know. Yeah, exactly. But well, now, so.
But let me mention this, because my first book is on the Yellow Brick Road, and I used Dorothy's Three Companions. I saw that Dorothy's Three Companions represented the three dimensions or the three movements. Lion wanted to be king of the forest. That's the red or the power dimension. And Tin Man wanted a heart. That's the heart dimension, obviously.
Right.
And Scarecrow wanted a brain so he could be smart and know things, and that's the knowing dimension.
Wow.
And as the metaphor goes, I saw it as Dorothy found her three parts of herself all in a negative position when she first meets them. But by the time she finishes the journey, she is developed all three parts of herself, and then they began to work together as a synergistic team. And that's what I define as emotional intelligence.
I love that. I mean, that took me right back into the story of, you know, you're right. At first, she's scared. She doesn't want to let anybody in. That's probably like a new relationship, right?
Yeah.
And then afterwards, you turn it around and you kind of, okay, let's all work together. Everybody's gifts kind of. Yeah. No, I love it.
And think of it. The lion was this nasty brute. Remember that? And Tin Man was literally frozen in the environment. And Scarecrow was detached, and by the end, they're all working together in a very dynamic way.
Is that the norm? Not so much.
I don't want to sound cynical and say no, or Pollyannish and say yes. It's somewhere in between us.
Okay. Yeah. And now you are a therapist, correct?
Yes.
Right. So people come to you and. What I kind of get that you're, you know, that stands out for me is, you know, so many people are trying to stay in a relationship or trying to, you know, have a relationship. And there's a lot of like life that happens in between there. And how do you stay in the game? Or because you've got your own emotions, then you've got your you know, partner, your spouse's emotions. And then you have either your kids or your business or your interactions. There's a lot going on. And how do we stay in sync with each other and, you know what I mean, not be taken off the track?
Right.
Does that make sense to you guys? Yeah.
Good question.
Thank you.
And my whole purpose or the essence of the model is not just to describe the three emotions, I mean three dimensions, but to also have a kind of a pathway or a map. Let me give you an example of a client I had who was very nice man, was married to a lion wife. She was very, very red, very negative, very critical of him. And he would just kind of take it all in, and he would just get depressed, and he'd isolate. So he would try to please her, and nothing he ever did could please her. So we have somebody who's very blue, trying to please her at all costs, and very yellow, detaching. What was missing? It was the red. He didn't have that red part of him. And part of our long work was to explore where's the red in him and how afraid he was. And eventually, he found that red, and he began to confront his partner more in a very healthy red way. And it changed the whole dynamic of their relationship. So at any given time, we're going to get thrown out of kilter. And the secret is to know which dimension do you need to go to get you back in the balance.
Wow. Okay. And so I know that you've broken it down into these dimensions and emotions, but are they considered feelings? Because I know that a lot of men have been told over their life not to have feelings, not to share their feelings, so then they're not vulnerable.
Right.
And now it's kind of coming around twofold the other way, saying you need to be vulnerable in order to have a relationship. So do you agree?
Yes. And I'll even elaborate.
Please.
They're not only emotions, but the emotions that go with each of the dimensions are identifiable. The emotions that go with the power dimensions tend to be what I call hard emotions. There's our anger and our drive. Envy can be part of that. And then the blue, the emotions that go with blue tend to be more what you just said, the soft emotions. Sadness, depression, if it goes that far, and it's a form of being vulnerable, right? My little dog Mona, when she gets around a bigger dog, will sometimes go on her back and expose her belly, saying, "Look, I'm not a threat to you."
Right.
That's a blue solution to that kind of thing. And yellow is the absence of emotion. It's that objective part of us that isn't affected by our limbic system, if you may. Which is the emotional brain. So I think they're not emotions only, but they tend to have the red dimension, power dimension, tends to be more harder emotions, and the blue tends to be softer emotions.
Okay.
And by the way, going back to your thing about there is a tendency, it's not absolute, but there is a tendency for men to be not allowed to go to the blue area.
Not allowed to. Men are not exactly.
Be sad.
Right.
Admit you're wrong. Ask for directions.
Oh, yeah, that would be a good one.
And for women, often, they have to work on the red emotions, which is to be more aggressive and be ask for what you want.
Right. And a voice.
Yes, yes.
Right, having a voice.
Exactly.
And which one was the lion?
The lion is the moving against or the power. If you remember, he wanted to be king of the forest, and we all need be king of our own domain.
And what color is that?
That's the red.
That's the red. And so, okay. So, but red is also be more. Is it also having a more voice?
Yes. That's the positive aspect of red is having your own voice. It's having your own opinion. It's getting what you need.
So you also have a negative and a positive.
Yeah,
I got
one.
You. Oh, okay. Got yeah. You. You know what, Dr. Alibrandon, will you stay on with us? Because I have more questions and we need to take a really quick break, but I love what we're talking about.
I'll stay.
You got it. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. This is our second hour. We've had amazing guests on. And, of course, I'm so glad that you're here. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. If there is a guest that you want to know more about, what I advise you to do is, one, call up, but also get our newsletter that goes out every single week. And it lets you know about all these amazing guests that we have on our show and all of our great sponsors. So, Chad, let's give something away.
Yeah, tonight is the last night of Rubicon, Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol, and we have a pair of tickets. The inaugural production of the Dickens classic last season was presented with a heightened focus on storytelling and received excellent reviews. The Critics' Choice Review in the Times praised an adaptation of the virtuoso performances of Rubicon favorites Joe Spano and Peter Van Norden, who returned this year along with their 24-member cast. Again, tonight, last performance, if you can make it, it's at 1006 East Main Street in Ventura. You can call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back.
All right. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. With 30 years in business and counting, satisfied customers of Ventura County rely on Ding Masters for removal of dings and dents. They also provide beautiful bodywork at competitive prices. Call Ding Masters for your bumper, door, panel, and fender repairs. Call now at 805-644-4521. That's 805-644-4521. Or visit dingmasters.net for anything from a small ding to major insurance work.
Gain energy and relief from pain. Learn new healing techniques. Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, a third-generation healer. Doris Muna, author of The Triangle of Health, Discover Your Healing Journey, is an energy healing practitioner, consultant, international instructor, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097.
Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to do a big shout out to Hometown Buffet in Oxnard and, of course, Santa Maria and Canoga Park. They donated 50 meals with me to the City Center Transitional Living Center. And we'll see some pictures in my website and on Facebook. And also, I want to say a big thank you also to Teaching Life Choices Incorporated. And, of course, we donated lots of gifts to the Interfaith Children and Family Services. And so I just want to say thank you so much for letting us be a part of all of that and, you know, giving back. That's what our life's all about. So we are talking with Dr. Sam Alibrando right now, and we're talking about three dimensions of emotions. Very, very interesting. And so what I want to ask you, Dr. Alibrando, is one, how does one manage difficult people? That's always seems to be tricky.
That's a great question again.
Thank you.
Let me mention one thing that right before we left for the break is if people want to go to my book website, I have a thing called a relationship circle. It's a diagram that shows people the positive and the negatives and gives examples, and it makes it very clear. So if people want to do that, it's free.
Please tell us. That's great.
All they have to do is download it. So.
And where is it at? Give us that.
Oh, the website is power-heart-mindfulness.com.
Say that again.
That's power-heart-mindfulness.com.
Okay, perfect. All right. And so how...
Now we're talking about, they can also take a free assessment and see where they, how they show up in terms of how they react and how they, their strengths are.
Nice. See what they're...
I would say do that after Christmas, just in case it's not where you want it to be.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, yeah, that would be a really good...
Difficult people.
Although, you know, it's you start seeing so many things where all the relatives come together, and there is the one relative that's just, you know, like, can we just all get along?
Yeah, that would be the blue one. Yeah, that would be a blue person.
Here's the thing, and this is my opinion, is I don't really believe there's difficult people. I believe that we just typically don't understand their background and why they see things differently.
Yep.
I haven't come across people that are difficult. I find that they have different understandings and belief system, and that they interpret things differently than I do. And that's
my definition of a difficult person is anyone who makes me into a difficult person.
Oh, they push your buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very true.
I have three principles of managing difficult people. I do a workshop for this for businesses and otherwise. And my first three principles of managing a difficult person, number one is manage yourself first.
I like that.
And then number two is manage yourself first.
And number
three is going to be the same. Exactly.
That's what
I
mean.
That.
It's our responsibility to
Yeah,
look
because
at a
if somebody pushes your button, you need to be like, okay, mm-hmm. this, yeah. But, like, what if it's your kids or your, you know what I mean? Like, your same thing, you just have
what
to.
What do you mean, what if it's your kids? It's often your kids.
It's often, exactly, yeah. So I guess you just have to try to turn it around, right?
And that's where the model works, if I might say so. Is like, say, for example, my kid or Aunt Mary says something at the Christmas dinner, and I find myself getting red. I'm getting really angry. And I want to just, you know, I want to shout at my child. And that's a clue then to say, okay, which of the other two dimensions do I need to go into? Do I need to take a break, a couple of deep breaths? And that would be a yellow solution. That would be yellow dimension, getting calm. Or do I need to go into the blue dimension? It's kind of what you were saying. Do I need to listen to the other person and say, let me see if I can understand them better.
Right.
Maybe I won't be so angry. So,
right.
And if I tend to get too blue and I'm kind of giving in and I'm checking out, then I want to look at the other dimensions. They bring balance back.
I like it. I like what you put together. Where do we find your stuff and you?
I'm sorry?
Where do we find your book and you?
Well, it's on Amazon.
Okay.
Make sure you don't confuse me with my cousin, who's also named Sam Alibrando.
Oh,
but people
wow.
People have the title.
Okay.
So it's on Amazon, and it's also on Barnes & Noble. And my book website is the one I just gave you a little while ago.
Very good. Well, I love talking to you, and I'd love to have you back on. I think this was really fun and very informational. And please share our show and our podcast with everyone.
We will.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
All right. We are at the end of our show, and this has been an amazing time. I want to wish everybody happy holidays for whatever you are celebrating in your life. And, of course, we always end our show with a moment of happiness. This is my wish for you. Peace of mind, prosperity through the year, happiness that multiplies, health for you and yours, fun around every corner, energy to chase your dreams, and joy to fill your holidays. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I'll talk to you next week.